Respect the Artist.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Respect the Artist. Today you'll be able to hear a report from Laurie Anderson's concert that took place in Maribor, and we have a bit of an interview with Tito and Tarantula. And as usual, loads of interesting information about concerts in Slovenia and nearby. An American experimental performance artist, Laurie Anderson, held a concert in Maribor last week. After 1,000 spectators witnessed an hour-and-a-half-long show in which Mrs. Anderson explained the importance of connecting with people, dreams, and ourselves. As most of the people in the audience, we were very impressed by the energy of Laurie, who's celebrating her 65th birthday today. It seems that the child within her is still very much alive and kicking, judging by her performance and art. But overall, the nicest thing was seeing something so specific having such a big impact on so many people.
Oh, Superman. Oh, Judge.
That was Laurie Anderson and her 1981 hit single, Oh Superman. Terra Folk will be playing in the Arboretum Voci Potok on Friday. The group's beginnings date back to 1999 when Boštjan Gombač and Daniel Černé returned from New Zealand, packing a recording of an ethno-oriented music they had recorded during that time. Soon after, they met Bojan Cvetarežnik, and together they started performing in clubs, smaller venues, and on the street. At that time, the group started getting very positive feedback, and a year later, they were already on their way to their first UK tour. Since then, the group has recorded 6 albums and won numerous awards, and also gained cult status among fans all over Europe. The concert in the Arboretum on Friday will host their Irish-born friend and multi-instrumentalist Una Palliser, recognized as a very versatile violinist, as well as Balkan guitar legend Vlatko Stefanovski. The main theme of the concert is going to be ecology, but I don't think they'll mind if you don't come there on foot. Vlado Kreslin is also playing on Friday in the Jeruzalem Dvorec as part of the 10th Salon Jeruzalem. One of the most influential Slovenian musicians has been in the center of the Slovenian popular music scene for nearly 2 decades, and over the past few years has reached the heights of his creativity and popularity. With his distinctive style that combines elements of folk, pop, and rock music, Kreslin has now won over several generations of Slovenes. In his career, he's toured most of Southeast Europe and recorded more than 10 albums. Let's listen to how it all started.
Bil sem še vladek, ko so kot vedno za praznik prišli. Brkati cigane, o hišo igrat. Oče je stopil v sobo poti sto črno. Ki jo je kupil za prvo plačo. Gospod, tisto kitaro še imate. Gospod, tisto črno Še dolgo potem zmeraj, ko hotel so prositi drobiš. Zmeraj, ko igrale so vaški gostile in hodili v pauzah do šanka, pa njihove žene, ko prišle so na vrata po stare oblike, so rade vprašale.
That was Vlado Kreslin. The Frictions will be playing in Kino Shishka on Thursday. The Frictions were formed in 2006 by Chris Ekman from Seattle legends The Walkabouts, and their band has been holding on to their musical path ever since. Their sound echoes forward from past rock icons like Television, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, and the Dream Syndicate. In their own words, quote, "It is music for drunken nights and deserted highways." The Frictions' debut album, Halogen Sky, was recorded live to analog tape over a long weekend in the spring of 2011. Finally, after years rattling the pipes in their basement rehearsal space, the album is ready, and the band is prepared to rattle the stage in Kino Shishka, so don't miss them on Thursday. In the meantime, here's a little taste of what it all sounds like. Those were the Frictions, bringing us to our last concert trailer with Tito and Tarantula. The band is going to be on the move from the 23rd of June when they start their tour in Zadar until the end of summer. During the tour, they'll also play the Lent Festival on the 29th, Scena in Vienna on the 28th, and Graz, where they'll be playing on July the 2nd and 3rd. The Chicano stoner rock band from California always seems to get great feedback in Slovenia, mostly because of their music. But you can't rule out the possibility that you could be impressed by them just listening to their crazy stories without a soundtrack. And speaking about crazy stories, here's one from Tito Lariva, the group's singer, about how he was mistakenly taken on to the Yale University campus.
So, before you landed in LA and started doing music, which you do so well, you wanted to study at Yale University. So what did you want to study, and what eventually tipped the scale towards music and Hollywood?
Yeah, I went to Yale University, I guess in the beginning of the school year, 1972. And I was there, I wanted to study drama, but it was the height of, you know, 72, everybody was doing drugs, including myself. I just smoked a lot of marijuana and I didn't do much of anything. And I wasn't really registered at the school. I had two friends that had scholarships at Yale University. So I went with them, and by accident, they assumed that I was one of the students. And I didn't say anything, and they, you know, the next thing I know, I have my own room and my key, and everyone thought I was supposed to be there. and then I finally, after 3 months, they realized that I wasn't registered there.
So they kicked you out?
Well, they asked me to leave. They said, we can't find your name anywhere on record. And I said, yeah, I'm not registered. And they said, well, could you give us the key back to the room?
That was Tito Leiva from Tito and Tarantula talking to Nates. And here's their song, After Dark, which appeared in the Robert Rodriguez film, From Dusk Till Dawn. Tito and Tarantula bringing us to the end of today's show, but before we wrap up, here's a quick reminder. The Irish-American punk rock band Dropkick Murphys are playing today in Kino Shishka. Soulfly are playing in Galahalla on Thursday. And for the end of the show, here's Everlast, who'll be in Salzburg in Austria on the 22nd of June. This show was prepared by Nate Svirsa and Andrei Korelic, and I'm Michael Mansky, signing off till next time. Have a good one. Goodbye.
Respect the Artist.
We are in search of respected artists from all over the globe.
Listen to their stories and find out where to see them.
Stories of people who give you music, only on Radio SI.
Every Tuesday at 4:30 and 8:30 p.m.